Today's shiur of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Siman Reish Nun Zayin, Sif Ches, Sifei Katan Mem Hei, Mem Vav through Mem Tes. So the Rambam is continuing, and he says that the hatmana that is done, the permissible hatmana, as we'll see, shows sin the medinos elu that is done in these medinos, is shenat minim betanur, they are matmin in an oven, etachin pi hatanur betit. So they put their, let's say, pots in an oven, and then what they do is they seal the tanur with tit, with clay. And he says, that's shari l'kulei alma. That is permissible according to all opinions. Like we saw in Siman Reish Nun Daled, and we'll also see v'yisbaya l'kaman sof Siman Reish Nun Tes. And we'll see as well again in the end of Siman Reish Nun Tes, b'zras Hashem. Let's go to Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Mem Vav. So he says, what's going on here? What's the pshat that they seal with tit? Why is he saying that they seal with tit? He says, so he says, with respect to atzmana, in sarach klal tiach betit, you don't need to seal the oven with clay. Gam la rama, even according to the rama, because we said earlier that it's not the pot itself is not being wrapped. There's no contact between the oven walls and the pot. So what's he saying here? They seal it. Rather, the Ramah is here is telling us that if you go ahead and if you seal it with clay or lime or whatever, shari b'chol inyan, it will be permissible under all conditions as follows. Regarding all areas of Isurim. As he says, afilu ein leisim b'chaticha chaya, even if you don't put a raw piece of meat, shel basar, to avoid shehiya, v'gam hi yadayim b'schilas bishul, even if it is in the beginning of the bishul process, it's not yet at machal mendusai, still going to be okay, as we learned earlier, in Reish Nun Gimel, we learned this earlier, d'v'lai tiach haya asur b'zeh lehaniach hakadera b'tanur, because without clay, sealing it, haya also b'ze lehaniach hakadeira b'tanur. So if there is no tiach, it'd be also b'ze lehaniach hakadeira b'tanur to put it in the tanur. She'ena goyah fakatum if there was no blech. Why? Mishum chashash chitoy, because then you'd be a concern of the isur shia that you might come to stir the coals. However, with a tiach shari, but if you go ahead and you seal it, as we learned earlier, then you do not need a blech, and it could even be without a piece of raw meat, because there's never going to be a chashash of chitoy, there's never going to be an isur shia if it's in an oven that is totally sealed, because there's no chashash of shami chate, because it's sealed. Vida, the mevoya le'el, we saw earlier, the dafka bebasar kishuhu chai in bo chashash chitoy. We saw earlier that it is dafka by raw meat that there's no chshash of chitoy, of stirring the coals, when there's no tiach. Da'i de chitoy lo yizvashel sheyehei roi lechol l'torach alaya. Because when there is raw meat, chitoy will not cook it to the point where it will be ready for the night. Aval pashtida, but remember, when you're dealing with pashtida, o mine kitnius, only no batzeik, mumarin is vashel. So he says, like things like pot pies and legumes and pastries, which are easily cooked. And you remember yirakot, I like that as well. Vegetables. So he says, afkeshen noistin samach chashecha kishen chayin. We learned that even if they were put close to nightfall raw, there's still yesh bo chashash chitui mishach chashecha. There's still a concern of chitui of stirring the coals at night, to speed up the cooking for the night meal. And therefore you need to seal the oven. So sealing the oven will avoid, okay, the isur shehiyah that, for example, vegetables, even when raw, things that are easily cooked, even when raw, have a problem of shehiyah without a blech. If you don't have a blech, you have to seal the oven. And therefore, in places where there's no minag to seal the oven with clay, mortar, whatever you want to seal it with, you can't put these things, batanor, samach chashecha, close to chashecha, close to nightfall, in lo nitan behen chatichas basar chai. If you don't put in a raw piece of meat, only a raw piece of meat will allow you to put something in an oven, okay, samach chashecha, on erev Shabbos, if you don't have a blech. Elam kein shehois, she is vashel, unless, of course, there is enough time that it will cook. She is vashel al kolponim b'od yom kemachal ben rusai. And you know, the only way you could do it is if it's early enough on Friday that it will have cooked up to machal ben rusai. Or she yichasel hagechalim be'efer, or you put on a blech. Okay. And if you remember, we explained back then when we learned this that Rav Moshe holds that inside an oven, a stam sheet of metal will not help. You'd actually need to have a box, right? That a box of metal inside that will serve as a blech for the inside of the oven. And we also pointed out that raw piece of meat might not work. We don't rely on a raw piece of meat in our ovens because our ovens work very, very well. Okay, the raw meat heter probably, if it does work, works only on a slow cooker like a crock pot. And that's the story. But regarding Hatmana, there was no issue of Tuyach Petit at all. He was just saying this is how the minag, okay, for Hatmana, to avoid all issues, and you can keep it in an oven, even if the flame of the oven is still going, is if you have the tanner that is Tuyach Petit. Has clay around it. And he says, Mamzayin Shari Lukule Alma, this is mutter according to all opinions. Now he says, V'yafal pi kain, yesh oimrim, titzarech li zahir, shalo yat min hakadera betanur, betoch hagecholim mikol sad. He says, even if you have the oven totally sealed, there are those that hold it will still not help if you actually stick the pot in the coals, and it is surrounded by coals on all sides, which would be a problem of Hatmana, even according to the Rama, because it's surrounded by coals on all sides. Because there, the Kari Hatmana, B'davra Moisef Hevel, because then, even if the outside of the oven is sealed with tit, it's still going to be viewed as Hatmana, B'davra Moisef Hevel, because inside the tanner it is surrounded with clay, with coals. Right, and therefore it's going to be Hatmana b'davar ha-mosif hevel machmas ha-gecholam gufa based on the gecholam itself. However, he points out that even here, yesh mekilin gam b'zeh, there are those that are mekil even in this case. Ah, how could they be mekil? Yamamish surrounding it with coals. That's gufa the gzeira of Hatmana, and it's not just the bottom of the pot like the machaber. It's like the ramo, he is totally surrounding it with coals. To hatuach betit velo asi l'chatuyeh, because it is. The reason why you're mekel is because in this case, even though practically there's hatmana, but it's in an oven that is sealed with clay, and therefore lo asil chatuyeh, you will never come to stir the coals that is surrounding the pot inside the oven because the oven has been sealed on the outside. V'chein mash from the arzarua, and this is mash from the arzarua, okay, to be mekel. However, he says v'tov lahachmir lechatchila. Told to be machmir lechatchila, like the first opinion, that the bottom line is you're still doing a mamish hatmana because you're wrapping it in the coals inside the oven. And he says also v'gamitam acher, there's a reason to be machmir, not only because of the first opinion that is machmir kineged the orzarua, but also for another reason. Pen yisharu ha-gecholim lo chashos ad l'machar, because it could be that the gecholim, the coals will still be okay. Still be light, bright fire, still be burning. The coals will still be burning ad l'machar until the next day. Lo yuchal lahasir akderi misham. And then if the coals are still burning the next day, you won't be able to move the kedera.
You told me. from the L, the Reishim and Gimel Sif Aleph Baga.
Now, why won't you be able to remove the Kedera from there? Because if you pick up the coals and put down the coals, you will be over Havara and Kibri. You'll be kindling and also knocking out fire when you move it, the pot in and out. Okay, and therefore, if you do not stir, he says, if you do not seal the oven with clay, then the vada, according to all opinions, also lahat min akedera b'torcha kholam, will be also to stick the pot inside the coals, because there is no heter at all. It's obviously pure hatmana. Afilu makedera kvabavusha kol tzorka, even if it's fully cooked, mistamek viralo. Right, we hold that there is always hatmana if it is totally sealed bedavar hamaisav hevel on erev Shabbos. We now go back to the Rama. It's a mitzvah to do hatmana on Shabbos in order to eat hot stuff on Shabbos. Ki zehu mikvod ve'oneg Shabbos. Because this is part of covered oneg Shabbos. So what he means here is obviously it's a mitzvah to do hatmana that's mutter, right? You can't do hatmana that's aser. You can't do hatmana that is bedever hamoys of hevel. Okay? But it is, means that it is a mitzvah to prepare hot food that you'll be able to eat on Shabbos, because that's part of covered Shabbos. And whoever is not mamun b'divrei chachamim, ve'oser achilas chamim b'Shabbos, and oser is eating hot food on Shabbos, like the tzedukim, chayshid and shal apikarisu, where chayshish is maybe a tzeduki and apikaris. Doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat there? Let's look at Sifkatan and Ches. Mitzvah lahat min the Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to do hatmana on Shabbos. Aval misha mazik lo hachamin mutter lechol tzonein. He says, but if someone does not like or it damages him, it's bad for him, hot stuff, then it's mutter to eat cold. In other words, it's not saying you have to have hot. If you prefer cold, if you prefer cold roast corned beef to hot corned beef, and that's your oneg Shabbos, then you should go for the cold corned beef more than the hot corned beef. It's saying you should not avoid, you should not have hot because you think you shouldn't have hot on Shabbos. That's what Tzedukis did. Memtes, the chol mi, he says whoever is not mamon and devei chachamim and doesn't eat chamon on Shabbos, the choshes eat apikaris. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Chol Mi, Uvi Amenu, and he says in our days, Bava Sinai Rabin, the Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about something else, terrible things going on in his day. Matzu Kilku Gadol, you find a great Kilku, Al Yedei Eilu, Sheporshin Atzman, B'Shot Nefesh, Mi Mitzvahs Achilas Chamin, B'Shabbos. He says that terrible things, occur based on those the elush portion atzman b'shat nefesh and mitzvah achilas chamin b'shabbos by people who totally refuse to keep the mitzvah of heating food, of eating hot food on Shabbos. And he says, why? Because shaboy levasayif. Because in the end, they're going to come to Isser. In other words, what he's saying is, people don't prepare hot food on Shabbos. I'm not saying people don't eat hot food on Shabbos. But really, people don't prepare before Shabbos to have hot food on Shabbos. Okay? It leads to tremendous Isser. So you should be very makbet to prepare your chomp before Shabbos, to prepare your hot food before Shabbos, to set it up that it will be okay to have the hot food on Shabbos. Because if you don't, it leads to Isser. And it has led to Isser in the time of the Chafetz Chaim, as you see here. Shemitzavin Leinam Yehudim, what would they do? What would people do? They would command Goyim Sheyechamu Avuran Cham B'Shabbos. First of all, they'd be over Amir La'akum. They're telling Goyim, I've seen this, to cook up food for them on Shabbos. V'kama pamim yavor ayidei zeh gamli de Isser d'oraisa. And sometimes it even comes to Isser d'oraisa. Shashlosh avos melachos, three melachos. What are the three melachos? Hein bishol, havara, and kibui. It comes to bishol, which is cooking, right? Havara, lighting fire, and kibui, and extinguishing fire. Three melachos, avos melachos, yichayev skila for. Shemamidin es a kli, what happens? People are mamid their kli in alayate, right? They keep their kli with the tea leaves. Al hamulyar uvishonenu samavav, right? So it's the mecham, it's the kettle, whatever. Bishasha bichalim baros. He said, they put it on this water, hot water, when the coals are burning. And so that's number one, Harei Bishol. Number one is if you put the pot with the tea leaves on the coals. Number one, that's Bishol. And people do that because they're all messed up. V'chol pam kishano tel es akli. Every time it takes the kli off the coals, right? Every time he takes the kli off the coals, umachzir, and he turns it back, and he puts it back, acharkach, afterwards, hu over al mavir mechabe. He's going to be over on mavir, right? By taking it off, it will allow the coals to, kindle, and mechabe, and he puts it back and moves it around, it's going to extinguish the coals. The b'shasha kli oimein alav meskabe eish. Because when the kli is on the fire, on the coals, it takes out the fire, the mixas partially. Uvasiro, and it takes it off, right? It's misbarim, it kindles it up. Habichal on the coals. Va'osachem b'mezid, whoever does this b'mezid, who pustled the edis for the shvua, and whoever says a machal shabbos like this b'mezid, he's pustled for edis and for a shvua, in our Torah, from the Torah, umachris as nafsho, and he's a chayim kores, from Eretz Chaim, from Elam Habo. This is an avera of kares eskila, avos melachos on Shabbos. V'chol ba'al nefesh lo yosim minag Yisrael, and therefore all ba'al nefesh should not go away from the minag Yisrael. Lahat min chavin al Shabbos, to prepare and get ready hot food for Shabbos. Ulekayim mitzvah oneg Shabbos, and mekayim the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. Kasher nagu of the same, like our forefathers have always been neig me'olam. V'shomer mitzvah v'chulei. And this is the Lashon of the Balamor in Perakira. Kol mish ein oichel chamin, whoever does not eat chamin on Shabbos, bad news. V'tzarech lahazmin, levashel, lahatmin. You have to prepare, you have to cook, you have to insulate, obviously, b'derech heter, not b'derech remes of hevel, u'la aneges ha-Shabbos, u'la hashmin, right? And to be ma'aneg the Shabbos, and to enjoy from the fats of Shabbos, who are mamin, that's the one who is a mamin, the zoicha leketz hayamim, and he'll be zoicha to Elon Habel, ayin shom oid, ad kan.